This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got plenty of time left in the show. We've got about an hour left to try and help you out and do everything we can to make your garden successful this year and next year. That's probably one of the themes we've been talking about the most here, is making sure that next year is just as successful as this year. Because we know we've done a lot more this year in the garden than we have in the past. So definitely want to continue what we've been doing and continue growing the plants that we have been doing, continue that lawn projects that you've been doing. Maybe you bought a bunch of plants that you want to overwinter indoors. You want to get them so next season you can have them again outside. Now, there are a lot of things that we've done this year when it comes to the garden that are different than we've ever done. So, try something different. Try bringing some of those plants in to keep them for the winter. Maybe some of those herbs. Having some of the herbs in the house for the winter when you're cooking. Maybe you decided you wanted to put in an herb garden. You used those herbs all season, while you were grilling or, just cooking in general. Why not continue that? Keep them in a nice sunny window. Bring some of the pots in. Some garden centers will even have more, herbs ready for you. Some of the cooking herbs. So why not try it, right? Continue that feeling of excitement that you have for the garden. I know that was one of the things where we could be successful during this year in the garden and enjoy. Bring some sort of joy with everything that was going on. And the garden was one of those things to get away from it all and just take deep breaths. Enjoy the air that's around you. Enjoy the plants that are around you. And just enjoy that time. So let's continue that on to 2021. Let's get some of those things going. Let's just be successful with the garden. And that's some of the things we can do, just discussing, what to be doing now. We talked about it a bunch with the wilt-proof wilt stop. That's one thing. The ground isn't completely frozen yet, so some of your plants that haven't, established themselves or are new for this season that you put in, continue watering them until the ground freezes. The ground might not froze at this point, which, basically I've looked at and it hasn't. Continue watering those plants until the ground freezes. Might not need to do it as much because of the fact that we're getting some heavy rain tomorrow. We got some heavy rain this past week. But it is something for future to be thinking about each year. Watering until the ground freezes. Fertilization for some of the plants out there. We're not going to do anything at this point. It's a little bit too late for that uptake. The lawn, you could still put a winterizer down. That winterizer will help for next season. It's like your fifth application putting down. And it's really, you know, the lawn is active in the soil during the winter. It's not as active as you would think. It's not like it's going during, you know, June, July. But it is active, does need that fertilizer to help get through the winter. So next spring, it will be going for you. So that's something you could be doing now. Thinking about for next season. The other thing that you could be doing is, we've talked about this with Victoria multiple times from Natural Alternative, is spraying one of their products there, the mosquito tick, the mosquito and tick and flea control, spraying that until the ground freezes as well. Because those ticks are still out there at this point. You're not worrying about the mosquitoes as much, but we're still worrying about those ticks. You know, 50-degree weather that we've been having, they're still out there. They're still trying to get to, you know, yourself, your pets, your children, etc. We talked last week or the week before. You know, I had kept finding a couple ticks on my dog. You know, they're slower, so they're not as active, but they were still on her. And, I, like most of you out there, you know, the dog's part of the family. I want to protect her. I wasn't even thinking about it because we had had snow, right? We had already had that cold period. It should have been done, but it wasn't. So until the ground freezes or until the snow flies in December, you could continue to spray. So that mosquito tick and flea control, if you've had tick issues in the past, you can still spray it right now. Out into the yard, you can get that hose end control and spray it all over. They do make that concentrate that tick kills in a bigger bottle. So if you wanted to use the pump sprayer. But I just want to put that out there. There's still time to do it. To try and get rid of as many as possible because they do overwinter. But to get rid of as many as possible now, so spring you don't have as many ticks. So they are technically still around. They are one of the lazy insects. As you walk by, they cling on to you. They don't jump. They cling on to you. They just kind of, as you walk by, you rub against them, they're on to you. You know, with our dogs or our children, they're all lower to the ground, so we're more afraid that they're going to be there. You're not going to see them as quickly, right? So that's why, you know, we want to continue to spray. So just wanted to bring that up a little bit, because it is something we can still do. Okay. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I touched base a little bit on the ice melt, right? There's a couple different styles of ice melt. They'll have, you know, your regular rock salt. You'll have some ice melt, and then you'll have an ice melt that says CMA, right? The CMA, you know, there's a bunch of little letters on there that will, what does it do? You know, why use this one versus a rock salt? Well, the CMA is a little bit, it's actually chloride free. So it, eliminates chloride corrosion on metals, right? It's less corrosive than tap water, so it's easy on lakes, rivers, streams. So if you have something, you know, a wetland around the house, this is a little bit easier on that than like a rock salt. A lot of the CMAs have different colors, so you can see that you've put them down. One of the key ones is, and I bring this up because a lot of, you know, updates on homes have happened this year. That was one of the biggest trends is people have updated their homes. So maybe you put in a new patio or you put in new stairs that are made of concrete. Well, a CMA, you can put on that concrete after 30 days of installation as long as it's, you know, properly done, right? Whereas rock salt, you can't. So on some of the new concrete that you've put down, some of the patios that you've put down, as long as it's been installed for 30 days or more, you'll be able to use that CMA product. And it's safer. Whereas the rock salt, you got to wait at least 6 months to a year to do it. Okay, so that's why there is some differences out there. And like I said, a lot of people out there have done some upgrades to the home, so this might be the way to do it. Then you have just your regular rock salt that you can be using. You know, you've used a lot of it before. You'll throw in the driveway, that type of thing. But a lot of regular ice melt and rock salt, you usually can't put it on concrete that it needs to cure for about a year. So there's a huge difference there on some of your patio upgrades that you've done. So just wanted to put that out there for some of you who are thinking about getting ahead of it, getting that ice melt ready. So when the first storm second storm, because we've already had one, hits, we're ready. So we're not just stuck running to the store trying to get something to be safe, because we've talked about this many times, but a slip or trip and fall based on ice can cost anywhere from $25,000 to over $100,000. And I know nobody really has that readily available for something that is as simple as this that you could just prevent. So get ready for it. We will have ice. We will have snow. But if you have some questions, call us. 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Garden Club, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Ted is in Keene.
Ted, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy holidays to you and your family.
You as well.
Listen, I actually have two quick questions.
Sure.
I planted a peach tree in my yard in New Hampshire this spring, and it's doing real, real well. Of course, the leaves fell off and everything now, but the bud seems to be swelling a little bit. Is there anything I should be concerned about with that?
I wouldn't necessarily be worried about it. It's kind of getting ready for that next season, so I don't really see a problem for you.
It kind of concerned me because, you know, at this time of year, I wouldn't expect the buds to be swelling like they do in the spring, but
so,
I don't know that much about peach trees either, so maybe that's normal for them.
So yeah. With that, so when you say they're swelling, have they, like, started to, like, almost crack?
No, they're just a little bit of swelling, just. You know, very slight, but I notice everything, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about it because it's starting to form some of its, like, next season growth going on there.
Okay.
If anything, what I might even look to do on there to keep the moisture in the plant, I would think about spraying with Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on there,
yeah.
To be honest with you, just
sure.
To hold that moisture into the bud.
Once the ground is totally frozen, they can't take up any water.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think it's just going to help push, you know, allow it to get to that next season a little bit easier for you.
That makes sense. And the other thing I have is I have a rosemary that's in the ground. I started it from cuttings last year, and I put it in the ground, and it's doing great. I had a couple. One I already dug up and brought inside, and that already died. Is it possible to overwinter a rosemary in New Hampshire? I thought maybe once the ground freezes, if I completely mulch it up with leaves and covered it right over, until we don't get much snow, that might hold it, but I don't know.
So it definitely might. Now, did you say you took a cutting and it didn't?
No, I started this from cuttings.
No, you had said you had brought one in the house already.
Yeah, I dug one up. I had two of them from cuttings, and I brought one in the house already, and it already died. So,
okay.
I have trouble with rosemary's.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to think of a way that we could, because I was thinking you could try to take some inside. Maybe it's just had a little bit of shock from the going from inside to out, and maybe it's just slowly bringing it in.
Yeah, it's totally dead. It's totally brown.
Well, so what I'm thinking of is for to maybe do another one to try it out.
The one that's outside, can I leave it in the ground and then possibly overwinter it if I just mulch it all totally up with leaves and stuff once it freezes solid?
I would try that, honestly.
Nothing to lose, right?
Yeah, you really don't. And I'd bring up, you don't need to bring, like, leaves and everything over the entire plant so it's completely covered. You don't want that.
Right.
We're looking at the first few inches, first 6 inches of it. Okay.
Yeah, and the snow will cover it if we get snow this year.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Snow is the perfect insulator.
Right, yes.
It really is. I mean, as much as, you know, snow causes some, you know, damage or whatnot, or it just isn't the easiest thing to deal with, it's actually super beneficial for our plants.
Yeah, it's like a little blanket, and then when it melts, it sinks in slowly in the spring, and yeah. So it's very,
exactly.
You know, it's a good thing, so...
It really is, but I would try to put something around it. Maybe it's
like a wind block or something.
Well, like, you know, the leaves that we were talking about. Maybe it's just if it's not leaves, it's mulching up a little bit higher.
Sure.
On it than you normally would, just to try and protect it a little bit more.
Keep the roots a little warmer.
Yeah,
maybe.
We're just looking. Looking to keep that freeze-thaw effect from happening so often.
Yeah, because I've seen that before. It could push it right out of the ground, actually. If it freezes and thaws, it could actually push it right out, and the roots would, you know, die then for sure. So.
No, definitely. And it's crazy when it happens because it's almost like it almost looks like like something pulled it up when in fact it was just the cold temperatures and the warm thaw effect.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Patrick. Happy holidays and all the best to you and your family.
Thanks. You too, Ted. Have a great one.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take that break. When we get back, we do have another call on the line, so we'll try to answer those questions best we can. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A U.S. aircraft carrier group has moved back into the Persian Gulf region, but a Navy spokeswoman said Saturday its return was not triggered by any threats after the killing in Iran of a top nuclear scientist. Tensions are high in the region after the assassination Friday of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh. Iran has blamed U.S. ally Israel without providing any proof. The actor that played Darth Vader in the Star Wars franchise has died.
The rebels are alert to our presence. Admiral Ozzel came out of light speed too close to the system.
He felt surprised, but why
he is as clumsy as he is stupid.
David Prowse auditioned for Darth Vader and Chewbacca, deciding on Darth because everyone remembers the villain. The voice of Darth Vader is James Earl Jones. David Prowse was battling prostate cancer since 2018. He was 85 years old. Thank you for tuning in. We are USA Radio News. Lawmakers are returning to D.C. on Monday, taking a look at what needs to get done. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky, James Comer, believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
By November, more than 25 members of Congress and at least 150 aides have tested positive for COVID-19 during the pandemic. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil is in York, Maine.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick. How you doing? Long-time listener. Used to listen to your father for quite a long time, and now you, so I really like your show.
Great. Awesome. Thank you.
I had a couple of questions, pretty simple questions, but I just want to – I've been thinking about them the last couple of weeks. So a few years back, I had your father out to my place. I had some puddling in the front of my yard in the lawn, and he just recommended that I – start putting gypsum down, you know, maybe twice a year, spring and fall. And so over the last, I'd say, 3-4 years, I've done that, and it's worked really well. The grass comes up now, and I did some overseeding a few weeks ago. I'm just wondering, though, I hear you talk a lot about the Love My Soil. Is the gypsum pretty much the same product?
Yeah, so what it is so this Love Your Soil is a faster-acting gypsum. Right, so they've, you know, you've probably heard of the, you know, fast-acting lime a little bit more, like a lightning lime or Magical, those types of things. Those are the fast-acting limes. They did this with like a faster-acting gypsum where they add sulfur to this product, which the sulfur will actually help break down some of those as well. That's what Love Your Soil is. It's pretty much the same thing to it.
Okay, so should I mean, as a maintenance procedure now, should I just stick with the gypsum? It's funny, I buy it down at the Mahoney's there in Winchester, and it worked well. But I'm just wondering, should I just stick with that since I've been doing it now for the last several years?
Yeah, that would be fine. You could go to Love Your Soil. So the other thing that Love Your Soil does, right, is it's not just about breaking up the clay. It also traps, it also releases trapped nutrients, and that's what it's also good for. So I might go to that, to be honest, just going forward.
Okay.
Because it's, what it'll do is it'll, like I said, release those trapped nutrients,
allows anything that might be stuck in there to just get to the soil. It also allows, when you put your fertilizers down, for those to be more readily available, because it's not just building up over time. So gypsum does, you know, break up clay, does allow the water to go through, but it can take up to 6 months for it to work, you know, over time. So that's why, you know, that Love Your Soil, it's just a faster acting version of it.
Okay, and can I get that down there at that Mahoney's?
Yeah, definitely. That's the one I'm at. And I know that we sell it all year round. We even have some in stock right now. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think we actually, my wife and I actually said hello to you one time down there, but a couple of years ago. But
I think I remember talking to you guys. I might have used the old line that I used to say when you say, "Oh, you've been listening to Paul for years." I say, "I've been trying not to listen to him for X amount of years."
you did, yeah. That's funny. So, all right. So the other question I had, it's just a quick one. So I did buy some of that Jonathan Green winterizer for the lawn last year. I put it down, but I didn't need the whole bag. I used some again this year. Does that have a extended shelf life? I'm just as concerned that over time, is it not effective?
So you're looking at it'd be like 4 years for it to be not effective.
Okay.
So you're fine this season. It's about how you store it, right? As long as it's in a cool area like a garage or something along those lines, you'll be fine. You know, you just don't want it to get soaked. You don't want it to just sit out like in the yard and then use it in the next year. That's where it's looking at. It's where it would break down quicker and not be as effective. But if you stored it, you can use it 2-3 years without a problem.
Okay, that's great. All right. Hey, Patrick, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too, Neil. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we've got about 20 minutes left in the show, so we'll be wrapping up here in a bit. You know, starting that holiday season, right? We had our Thanksgiving break on Thursday. It was a little bit different than, you know, most holidays we've had. Not as many people in there. I didn't get to go up to Maine like we always do. Looked at the family that got together, there was only 5 of them versus like 20-something. We always take a family picture at the close to the end of the night, and I looked at it, and it's just, it's sad. So maybe next year, let's hope we can get there. But start to get into that Christmas spirit, so enjoy it. I do have a call, so I'm going to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ginny is in Cape Cod.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a couple of lawn questions.
Sure.
There's this one area that I neglected all summer, and I decided to address it. So I scraped all the brown crap off, and I put some composted manure, the coast of Maine, the lobster, to sort of, you know, give that area a little it's a full sunny area. And I didn't water it all summer. It's just part of the yard. I was a bad girl. But anyway, so to give it a little extra love. And then I got some Johnson Green Sun and Shade seeds, and I put it on a little, you know. So the bottom line is the grass grew, but there are a couple of areas that have these, like, 2-4 leaf seedlings.
Okay.
Okay, so I looked at it, and I'm there, okay, it seems like these are from not the Johnson Green that I threw down. So it must have been something that was there, and it was activated by the soil.
Yeah, it could be.
It's weeds or something. But, you know, I looked at it yesterday. It's, you know, they were now 4 leaves, you know, on each of these little seedlings. So the question is, if I scraped those areas out now and didn't give it a life for the winter and then reseed in the spring, would that work?
So it would. What I would look to do is, you know, anytime there's weeds down, you want to just get rid of them. They're just taking up from the other plants, the other grass that's there, right? So you want to get rid of the weed seeds and start early, right? Start early with the with putting grass seed down. As soon as it's warm enough to do, that's when I would put it down and get it ready for for the next season. So it's not it's not too late to get rid of some of those things for next season.
Okay, to scrape. I was just going to scrape it out of those areas.
Yeah, and
leave it. Okay.
That's perfectly fine.
Get a leg up. And then the other part of another area of my lawn that it gets 24/7 sun, it has a lot of moss.
Okay.
And it's pretty cool. I really like it there. Mm-hmm. But how can, it looks great now, but come summer, it's all sun. And why would the moss still grow there?
Well, so it would have a lot to do with the soil underneath it.
Okay.
And maybe it's clay that's underneath it. Maybe it's just the acidity of the soil is very, very low, and that could be part of it. The moss loves very acidic soil. It loves not very well-drained soil, likes more clay soil. So those would be a couple things I would look at first. So if you want to get rid of it, look at getting a soil sample done so you can kind of see what you can do to fix it. If you want it to keep going, maybe it's adding some soil acidifier to make that soil more acidic.
Okay.
The thing about it is with acidic soils comes weeds. Right.
Oh, okay.
Weeds don't need a lot of nutrients to grow. Right. They need not so great soil, not so great everything, and they'll just continue to grow. So that's why that's why we want to fertilize and keep going, because a healthy lawn will block out the bad weeds and the bad part of the lawn.
Okay, so I guess I need to get rid of it. It looks great now, but I don't want all the weeds that I've been getting them in that particular area. So you answered that question. Oh, and one quick question.
Sure.
I have a couple of giant alliums, and I love them, but, they this year they grew, the greens grew 6 inches, and then they turned yellow, and that was the end of that. Is there any magic with it?
I think what some of the things that could have happened early in the season, we had some weird weather where it was really warm in end of March, beginning of April. Then we had some cold temperatures. So I think there was some shock that happened to a lot of different plants like that this spring, and that's what could have caused it. So I'd be looking at that as one of the things that had really happened.
Okay, rather than something that I'm not doing to them.
Yeah, I really don't think you're doing anything wrong. Okay. I think it had a lot to do with the weather.
Okay.
But,
and there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, one thing you could do is early in the season, maybe, in the garden bed, use some sort of fertilizer, like a bulb fertilizer or like a all-purpose fertilizer, to put it into that soil so that the plants can start to absorb it. So they can start to absorb it for the season. And then when they do start to grow, if like a cold snap hits, they're a little bit stronger, right? They have something behind it.
An
all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 would be fine to use in a garden bed. It'll actually say right on the package how much to use per like 100 square feet.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to see if I can save them next year anyway. All right. Great. Thank you. I appreciate all your help. I also listened to your dad for years, and, I'm so glad you're still here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
Have a great one.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And,
It, you know, early spring, getting that fertilizer down on pretty much everything when the ground starts to thaw and giving something back to the plants is huge, right? What it's going to do for you is it's going to help where if we do get a cold snap a little bit later. You know, we've had cold weather where it almost feels like it's snowing in May, right? But we've had warm weather in March and April. And so by fertilizing or getting something down into the garden bed to give them a boost, it's not only going to push some of the growth, but what it's going to do is going to make them stronger behind it. So if it does get hit with a frost or it does get hit with something, it's going to be protected a little bit. You might have some dieback, you might have some damage, but by doing this, you're giving it that next chance to survive, that chance to continue on. So it is going to be very important going into next season to fertilize early. You know, and I'm not talking early like February. I'm talking right when the ground starts to thaw and you're allowed to really fertilize. So that's kind of where I'm going with that. It is something that is going to be beneficial. So we'll take a break. We'll be back to wrap up the show in just a few.
Bayer Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvance.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. I want to get right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Julie is in Osterville.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Ferrand Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, perfectly.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
On my lawn.
Sure.
I'm seeing large bare spots, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet. The rest of the lawn is green, but it's not really totally bare. It looks like the grass has died. Some of it's still a little bit green. And they're wrapped, they're sort of circular. They're not little areas. They're probably 2 to 3 feet. And I have a small lawn, so it's quite noticeable. I have fertilized. I use love my soil. I tried to infuse on it a few weeks ago. Doesn't seem to be growing or doing much.
Okay. Have you ever noticed if you had grubs or not?
How would I notice that?
Are you having, is anything like digging into the lawn at all? Like an animal, like a raccoon or something like that?
I have a lot of squirrels and I have a lot of oak trees, so they were burying.
Yeah. It sounds like there could be a grub issue that you've had. They kind of go in like circular patterns when they chew and they eat. The best way to find out is in those circular, right on the outskirts of the circular area, take a shovel, dig it into the ground, and flip up the soil, the lawn soil, so you can kind of see what's underneath. And I bet you see a few grubs in there.
They might have gone down a lot deeper at this point because they tend to go deep into the soil till next season. The other thing is, did you notice a lot of Japanese beetles in the yard?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Because that would be another one that would say you had a lot, you would have them. Okay.
I have Grubex because I think I had them like 5 years ago and used Grubex.
Okay.
So is that still good to use now?
If you used it, if you had it from 5 years ago, I wouldn't use that same one.
Okay.
But I wouldn't even be putting Grubex down right now. So Grubex is a season-long killer, but it needs to be down at a certain time. So what you'd look to do is use a product like Dilox in the spring to get rid of anything that has emerged early. And then late spring, beginning of summer, so we're talking June here, you would put that Grubex down as a season-long because the growing season for a grub is June, July, and August. If you put Grubex down in April, you're missing the majority of the growing season because it was only going to last 3 to 4 months. So that's why the Grubex is important to do end of June.
Okay?
So it's kind of like a 1-2 type punch. Okay?
What was the first thing you said?
It's called Dilox. Dilox.
Okay.
It comes in a black bag. It's got a very distinct smell, like a cocoa smell to it. And it puts everything it has down in 24 hours. And so anything that's at the surface, it will get rid of. It's not going to hurt beneficials, like worms, like the earthworms, that type of thing. It's going to get rid of the insects that you don't want there.
So Dilox goes down when? Again?
Spring. Early spring.
March?
Like April. April, mid-April.
And Grubex goes in?
At the end of June.
Okay. And I also have Holystone to put on my junipers.
Yep.
My hydrangea. The junipers are on a hill, and they have there's layers of mulch under it. Will it get through the mulch?
So I would put it into the soil, make like four holes around the juniper on the drip line. So where, however wide it is, that's considered the drip line. And take a shovel, put it in there, and at the bottom of the shovel, place the Holytone in. Just split it into four equal parts and put it in those four holes. Cover it back up and water it in, and you should be fine.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. I have one more question. Now I've forgotten. I know the end of the show is here.
Yeah, we're about 30 seconds away, so I don't want to, so I apologize.
Well, just really quickly then, the hydrangeas, do I do the same thing or can I just surround them? They don't have
both. Do the same thing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Julie. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week. I enjoyed the show. Hope you guys did too. Look for something this week. I'm trying to do something to lift our Christmas spirits. Look at our Facebook page at paulparent.com there as well. Be good to each other. Plant something. We'll be seeing you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.